Today in the Goddess Portal, we're going to be talking about triggers and how to fully alchemize them and work with these emotional reactions rather than just kind of popping your top and losing your sovereignty. So in this episode, we're going to be journeying beyond the surface of emotional reactions and into the sacred alchemy of triggers. Rather than shrinking or spiraling, we meet them as a portal, a gateway to remembrance, to reclamation, and embodied sovereignty. Through conscious awareness and embodied practice, you'll learn how to transmute every moment that once broke you and release the fuel and ignite your rise. This is where we remember ourselves as goddesses rising from our own ashes, reclaiming our throne, where every trigger becomes an initiation to deepening our power, our clarity, and our source remembrance. All right, love, so let's jump right in. So the first one is pause and root into presence. When the trigger first hits you, you're going to have an emotional reaction that you feel inside of your body. And the invitation is, instead of reacting on autopilot the way you've always reacted, create a sacred pause. What that means is a breath. Take a step back, ground, feel your feet on the floor, remember where you are, open your eyes. Oftentimes when we get triggered, our eyes get narrowed, we get tunnel visioned. So look around, ground, recognize where you are, recognize who you're speaking to. And in this moment, come back into your source perspective. Remember who you are, remember where you're going, remember your intention for the day that you're stepping into. And instead of this reaction, this autopilot reaction, obviously there's something external that is hitting you. And the invitation, as we step into more of a sovereign mindset of really stepping out of the victim story that nothing external can affect us, we are reacting to this external trigger and it is triggering something internal in us. The invitation is to deeply recognize and take ownership of the fact that the simple thing is that something external happened. And the actuality is that simple thing happened and it triggered an internal something in you. We can't change the external. We can only change ourselves. So what is the shift that needs to happen below the surface? Where is your autopilot no longer serving? What is this automatic response activating in you? Maybe it's, oh my gosh, this is just the way it should be. We'll question that for a moment. Lean in. Who taught you that is just the way it should be? Where did that program come from? Maybe there's a better way to do it moving forward. Maybe in the dynamic or the relationship in which you're trying to continue to create, there's an internal shift that you can make within yourself. So in this moment as well, in the pause, the root into presence, if there is a time in your childhood, in your past, where it was too dangerous to change, you had to do it a certain way, I would invite you here in this moment, in this breath, just to find that little one, that little being still in that moment in tremoring fear or instability or experiences of lack, and just go collect her for a moment. Go get her, pick her up. Show her that she's capable of coming home, that she's safe, that you're going to be taking care of her moving forward, and helping her come all the way up to sync with this new mindset of your sovereign mindset of self and how you together create your realities, how you choose what you focus on, and with your focus you create your reality. And so just bringing her up to speed with all of you, integrating her, helping her settle back into presence, releasing some of that old story, helping her release the victim story of that story, and bringing her all the way up into the now. And the next piece is witness, really witnessing without judgment. As I kind of previously spoke before, you're invited to see the trigger as a messenger, not a threat. So get curious. What wound is this touching? What part of me is asking to be seen, heard, or healed? And then the other part is remember. Remember that you're a goddess holding space for yourself and for your own inner child. So within this witnessing, if we truly allow ourselves to step into the clarity that we are weaving and spell casting with our thoughts, we are creating our reality. Then, instead of the judgment of what is going wrong here, we then invite ourselves into the deep quest of what is going right here. And if we understand that when we set an intention, it's like setting a mark on our horizon, and then we begin moving towards that. And where we previously would say the universe tests us, really actually what's happening is we're showing ourselves where we have resistance, blocks, belief patterns, inner stories that are not serving. And so instead of the inner agreement that we're being tested, really we're being strengthened. We're being empowered. And so when a trigger comes up, it's a deep invitation to reveal that there's a wound here that is stopping you from reaching your destination. So taking a moment to self-soothe, to alchemize, to bring up to speed this part of you, rather than just pushing it away, pushing it into the background, because that it does not serve. It keeps us moving at a slower pace, and it looks a lot like us having heavy emotional mental weight that we lug around. So the invitation to release from that is to alchemize it, to bring it up to speed, to release it, to come back into your sovereign mindset. And the last little piece is transmuting into power. If you breathe into this moment, this trigger, and sometimes if you're in the midst of a conversation and you really do need to step away, then do. And if you find yourself really like almost responding from an altered state of consciousness, maybe an altered state of consciousness in the sense of a younger version of you trying to speak and trying to self-protect, that's not the goddess speaking. That's an old version of you speaking. So if you really need to step away, then do step away. And you can say something as simple as, I'm feeling an activation in my body, and I feel like I'm unable currently to speak from my most present self. So give me a moment. I need to step away, and let's circle back around to this at a later date, or give a date on later in the day or tomorrow or something like that, so that this person that you're speaking with can also feel supported, like you're not just avoiding. So in this transmutation to power, I invite you to take action for yourself, to step into silence, to ground, come back into your truth, come back into your purpose. Remember that point on the horizon. And then coming back into that question of, if I am going in a direction, this direction that I've pinpointed on my horizon, instead of believing that this is a moment of disempowerment, how is this a moment of empowerment? How is this actually a tool for your liberation? Coming back into your sovereignty, releasing the victim mindset that things are happening to you, and coming back into things are happening for you. And in that space, getting really curious to how is this moment, this trigger, this activation actually setting you free from a pain of your past or a moment or a story that's still open, you're still dragging. So in that, as we circle back around, I remind you that in a moment of activation, emotional trigger, understand it as a moment for liberation, self-empowerment, and a moment to reclaim these parts of yourself, bringing them all the way back up to speed. So the three pieces to really remember and walk with today is remember to root, find that perspective of being the witness, and then step back into your power. So many blessings in your day, and we'll chat on the other side.